Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. And before we go on,
yes,
I'd like to congratulate you and Colleen who got engaged yesterday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, you haven't been listening to the Married Man podcast.
I guess when you're here, you're just not paying attention, but I guess you did it. And also, Colleen, I did say this yesterday on Twitter. Her excitement may kind of die down after she spends a lifetime spelling Glatfelter. It will become.
I feel bad.
After about 2 weeks, it'll be like, why did I do this? Why? Just sound it out. Just sound it out. I've been doing this for 47
years.
And
what's really bad is you can't even like hyphenate and keep your old name because then you just have like the world's longest last name in the
McAllister Glatfelter. It's too long. When you call for reservations in a restaurant, you know how I do it?
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, like people, because like kind of in our generation, or at least some of Colleen's friends have gotten married, they'll change their middle name to their maiden name and then the last name is
really?
The husband's. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, to keep the maiden name in there.
That's crazy.
But losing the middle
name.
That's
crazy.
I mean, I don't know. It's what I've seen.
I thought about changing my name after I got married, just because
you should have changed your middle name.
It's a headache. Well, no, the middle name and the last name. I kid, of course, because it's
Jack Scott Smith.
You know, but in other than when you'll be in Pennsylvania,
around
East Berlin, Lancaster, York, you'll be fine
mm-hmm.
because there's tons of Glatfelters up there. But anywhere else in the United States, except in Hawaii at our hotel, they knew how to pronounce my last name. Other than that, it's a pain in the. Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't want to elaborate too much on the engagement thing, but I think I'll tell the story on a Jay and Jack show we're doing this weekend with Dale.
Ooh, with Dale.
So we're going on new territory here, and we'll see if Dale can handle the big leagues. He's going up to the Triple A ball
up?
Club.
Moving on up.
So look for a new Jay and Jack show.
But no, seriously, congratulations to the
Thank
both of you.
It's weird. I'm engaged now. I feel weird.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites
the dust. All right, check. We have Lost... And review and next
also,
on
hey, I just want to say something too to all our Aussie friends. I don't think Jay is being. We had an email that was upset with your Claire impression. Saying that you were dissing Australians.
But in all fairness, we diss everybody.
We make fun of the southern accents.
Yes, we do.
We make fun of the northern accents.
Yes, we do.
Go park my car in the garage.
People make fun of our West Coast, at least my West Coastian.
Well,
accent.
They make fun of how I say Munster or Monster or Munster,
and they say I say like and. Totally.
It's
man.
Just part of the game here. It's part of our thing. That's like I responded, you know, it's just all in good fun.
Yeah, you know, everybody's different. We're just poking fun at people.
Yeah, it's just like not like going to war.
Exactly. We're just joking.
Yeah, we're just here to have a good time.
At least I'm not doing my Cockney accent.
No.
Hello, Governor.
Now that's horrible. See, I thought he would be more upset. Most of the Australians we get feedback from are more upset that the actors who aren't Australian
mm-hmm.
on the show that do the Australian accent, they say is horrible.
So to any Australian listeners, we're not trying to insult you.
No.
It's just the Claire thing is funny.
I have to admit the Claire thing. And if you listen to her, that's what she's saying.
All right. So, Jack, we got Lost in Review. Next on Lost, lots of listener feedback. And just so everyone know, Ralph is a big baby because he was going to call in with a theory, but he chickened out last minute.
Yeah, thanks, Ralph, for letting me wait another half hour.
All right, so let's get into some Lost in Review.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time. This is the screen cap heavy portion of the show for those that subscribe to the AAC feed. So first up, I'm going to say probably the best one for last, but first up is Claire as Rousseau.
That's what people think. And you know, we didn't talk about?
And
a lot of people have commented on emails and stuff like that. Here's another person on the island that knows how to use a gun. Albert Hurley. I mean, point blank, right in the heart. She shot Aldo right in the heart.
So kind of one of the running jokes on the show is the terrible wigs they use.
Yeah.
Is this a wig or is this just
I hope. You know, maybe she didn't have any, you know, maybe no conditioner.
Yeah.
There's, she's having
it's
a,
really humid. It's,
she's having a bad hair day. I remember those days long, long time ago.
So Claire is back on the island. What do you think, Jack?
She never said Jin, though.
No, she didn't. She
you
didn't.
You said, I think you said
I
she thought, said Jin.
I think I did say Jin, but she
did.
Say
she
it
just
on the
shot
show.
The guy, and Jin said Claire.
Yeah, and she just kind of looked at him like, what?
Maybe she was looking at him because I think before Jin didn't speak English, right?
But in all fairness, though, she didn't look that evil.
No, but you hear what
Dogen
I said?
Was all like, she's evil.
Did Jin speak English around Claire?
No.
So maybe that's why Claire was like going, Jin speaks English? Maybe that was her look.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay. All right. Next up here is the baseball.
And you know what that baseball is?
What?
That baseball was used. That was the one Bill Buckner didn't glove in the 1986 World Series against the Mets that cost him the World Series.
Oh, and that ball is like, it changed the time-space continuum, which not the hydrogen bomb didn't do. It was Buckner's.
Bill Buckner not fielding that ground ball. I think it was Mookie Wilson hit the ball.
Uh-huh.
So... I apologize, but I don't bring any sore subject to the Boston Red Sox fans. But
seriously, like, because the Chargers are pretty much the Boston Red
and,
Sox.
And you know
what's
funny
point.
Is I love Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner was a great player.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but this ball, it does...
I'm just kidding about that.
It looks like an older baseball.
Is there a face on the ball?
No, but there's not. It's not one of the newer Major League Baseballs because they have the baseball logo on it. So was Dogen a baseball player? What do you think the significance is in the baseball?
Could have been.
Because there has been baseball references on the show before. Because remember, there's the whole Red Sox winning the World Series.
Right. And Jack couldn't believe it.
And then Ben showed him the tape of the Red Sox actually winning the World Series.
Right.
Which was very cool. That was one of the better moments from the beginning of Season 3.
Yes.
Next up is Sawyer's ring for Juliet. That he was going to propose to her with.
Poor little fella. Where'd he get the ring at? Do we know? Do we remember?
Is there a Dharma jeweler?
I was racking my brain trying to remember when did he... Did he? You know, it might have been something. You know what? He probably took it off one of the dead passengers from Flight 815.
And he just kept it with him just in case he met somebody he wanted to
marry. Well, you know, Sawyer's a player. Maybe he has a couple of maybe he has a couple rings.
He has a mind in his jeans. Yeah. That's why he always has to wear. He has rings lined in his
jeans. If you look
at
the box, it was a big shoe box.
Yeah.
One little ring. So he had quite a collection of rings there. So there were probably a lot of dead people on the plane. So.
Oh, man, that's so terrible.
Well, he saved a lot of stuff. He
okay, you can't do better than that ring. That one's kind of...
Well, maybe there was the rich people lived.
That's right. The first class people, they're part of the plane, landed all the way on the other side, right?
Right, so.
You know what's funny is a lot of people are like on Twitter and Facebook are saying, so did you propose because of the whole Sawyer not getting to propose thing or something like that?
That's what I said. Well, someone asked me, what did Jay do? I said, he did what Sawyer couldn't because Juliet died. That's exactly how I put it.
Let's see. This next one is the cool Dharma backpack. I
wish I had a Dharma backpack.
And
I got a Global Cash one. I mean, it's cool. But
ain't no Dharma logo backpack. And last but not least, the one that's causing all the controversies is the ultrasound picture. There's a date on it that says 10/22/2004, which this puts it exactly a month ahead
of the plane crash, because the plane crash was before. September 22nd, 2004.
So now here's the question. There's a lot of different theories going around. What do you think?
I wasn't sure because, well, I think we have an email.
Okay.
You want to wait for the email or you want to talk about, why don't you grab the email now? Or
I'll do the email now because it works with it. Date on sonogram, not a big deal?
Yeah, that's okay. One.
Let's see. Hi, Jay and Jack. I've been seeing a lot of buzz on the web about the date on Claire's sonogram being 10/22/04, 1 month after the original Flight 815 crashed. However, I think people are making the wrong conclusion about this date. I believe this was Claire's due date, not the date the sonogram is actually being taken. This will make sense since Dr. Ethan pointed out that she was 36 weeks pregnant and her due date wouldn't be at 40 weeks. I would be at 40 weeks. I also know this because my wife is pregnant, and when her sonogram was taken, it showed the due date in the upper right corner. So I think the flight was still on 9/22/04, and then it was still Oceanic 815, not Chad Decker.
You know, I don't know. It's been a long time since my wife's been pregnant and had to go through all this, but I know my doctor.
Uh-huh.
He would come in. In fact, he's funny. He's a doctor now in Hawaii. That's where he moved.
Oh, really?
He moved his practice to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
He would come in. With the last two girls. Well, the one we had the date picked. We said August 30th was going to be a scheduled C-section.
Uh-huh.
That's the date. The other, actually, we had both dates picked.
Mm-hmm.
He would come in this little round thing, and go, what's the date again? You come up with a big folder with all the information. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you just write it down? He'd spend like 5 minutes.
It'd be too easy.
He'd turn this little round thing going. I go, was this a Ouija board or something?
Well, maybe all like Ethan and maybe it's all pregnancy doctors. Are,
yeah, I think it. Crazy. I think it is. I just kept looking at, but I never said anything because, of course, he was the doctor.
So yeah, it makes sense why this would be the due date because it has a D there and it says 10/22/2004. So I think that's a good explanation. And if there's it's not, no, I think it's just probably a prop error, but
there's
I like
there's
that.
No way it's a prop error. I'm telling you right now, no, at this late in the game, yeah. No way it's a prop error.
Okay, then I'm going to go with not Chad Decker's email here.
I could go with it, but then we're getting a lot of emails saying, no, I just had an ultrasound. It's the date that it... Why wouldn't they have the date it was done? So you can remember, this is the date, this is how old
it
you were.
It might be too, you know? But I don't see this alternate timeline being a month
ahead. I'm not
ahead.
Questioning not Chad Decker because I'm not there. Uh-huh. I don't know. It's been a long time. It's been 20 years.
So maybe on the next Official Us podcast, Darlton can confirm that for us.
Maybe.
But, you know, they probably just make a joke
yeah.
about not wearing pants.
Jerks.
All right.
Well, that's how she be. No, I'm kidding.
Jack, do you have anything else that you wanted to add about this
yes.
episode before
I
want to
say
on?
I was kind of ho-hum about the episode, to quote the transmission. to throw them under the Dharma
did they
bus.
Say ho-hum? I've listened to transmission
yet. Not on this one. I haven't
so you're going back to what Kate did.
Yeah, what Kate did. Okay. So, it's been a while. I haven't listened to them this week. I'm just making a joke. The second time I watched it, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I wasn't taking notes. If that's why sometimes it's the episode's yeah. better, because I'm actually watching it. But I thought it was a better episode than what I gave it credit for the first time. I know some people disagree with me, but I thought, and they're going to say, oh, you're being wishy-washy. I am, but I'm being honest. It was better the second time.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought it was bad. I thought the acting was really good. I thought the acting was top-notch. I thought there was elements of the story that I really liked. But it wasn't explosive, but you know what? They don't all have to be explosive. So
I think the key is we wanted the other part of the story.
We want Locke.
We
want Man and Locke.
We want Man and Locke. We want to know what's going on with Richard. We want that into the story.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any of it.
And I really like the Dogen stuff, too. I love the temple stuff, too.
Yeah. I think the temple stuff is more... I'll get into it, I guess.
So I think what was just the flash sideways, it just didn't have a lot of... It didn't have a lot of stuff in it, I don't think. It didn't have any big, huge reveals. The Ethan thing was cool. But the what Kate does, it's like, okay, what did she do? But it was just like, okay, it's kind of okay. I get it. But it wasn't anything too dramatic.
Right.
Or So but, I think that was really just the part that kind of made it drag a little bit is her flash sideways wasn't as...
But you know, when I watched it the second time,
in depth,
it wasn't... It flowed with me. It just... Mm-hmm. I wasn't taking notes.
Okay.
This is why... Why does Saeed have so much faith in Jack all of a sudden? He trusts him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same guy.
Is this
Jack,
part of the infection?
I'm thinking it is. Well, yeah. Jack, I mean, I know he trusted him as far as the plan, you know, to carry out Faraday's plan.
Yeah.
But I was racking my brain again going, okay, I don't remember him. He's always kind of been on Jack's side.
Yeah.
But he hasn't always been, you know, I'm behind you 100%. In fact, remember when Jack was going to start the army, he didn't even ask Saeed. He asked Anna Lucia.
Yeah.
So where does this faith and trust come from all of a sudden?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of, you know, the infection. He's going to the dark side, which is then you start trusting Jack, which you shouldn't be doing.
I didn't notice this the first time, but when Kate is in the taxi, she looks over and Jack's on the cell phone, and she looks at Jack like she knows him.
Yes. There was a lot of deja vu moments with Kate.
I didn't even see that the first time.
And also, there when Kate looked at the Shamu, that was Aaron's favorite toy
in
the flash forward.
Yeah, we have an email on that.
Okay.
And then when Jack's in the room with, and he says, excuse me, did I say something funny? I want to say, Jack, you've been on this show for 5+ years. You've never said anything funny.
That's
just
funny.
Just throwing it out there. I'm trying to remember, has Jack ever made us laugh?
No, I don't think so.
It's not his job. He doesn't have to make us laugh, but I just threw that out there. I think Saeed knows what's going on with him.
Really?
I think he knows.
So then he's already fully infected? The darkness has already hit his heart?
Yeah, and I think the whole key to this show, this episode, wasn't that they were testing Saeed. They're testing Jack. There's a lot of theories out there that Jack and Sawyer are going to be the new Jacob and Men in Black or Men in Locke. I think they're testing Jack for leadership because there's a question he says. He says, Jack says to Dogen, he goes, why are... Dogen. Why do you have a translator?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, basically, because it makes the people follow me. He separates from them.
Yeah.
He's separated from them.
Mm-hmm.
So he can make decisions they may not agree with. Jack has always made decisions, and he's been too close to the people he's making decisions about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was setting Jack up to be the leader. Okay. That's why he's there. That's why they're in the temple. That's why they didn't care if Sawyer left. They could have shot Sawyer if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
They could have kept him in there if they wanted to.
Well, I don't think they could have shot him because they don't want to kill him. They could have
kept him in there. They didn't have.
Well, he had a gun. I don't think they want anybody to die. Sawyer definitely was going to kill somebody.
Maybe. And we also owe Kate an apology. People said, "Well, we made the joke about Kate not knowing where the plane crash was." Yes, she wasn't in the plane crash. She flashed.
Oh yeah, I think we all knew that.
But a lot of people have been sending us emails saying, "Hey, you stupid jerks, Kate flashed."
Yes, we know that.
We knew that, but we were making a dumb joke, and sometimes we forget to elaborate. I really think that's what it is. They're testing Jack for leadership, and I think that's what it's going to boil down to.
Okay,
is Jack ready to be a leader?
We'll see.
If you listen to the whole speech, the whole spill between the two of them,
mm-hmm.
and the reason they tortured Said was to get Jack to come back and meet with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see it, but I don't think Jack's gonna be the new Jacob.
Well, I'm not saying he is. It's just a theory going out there, and to me, it looked like they were testing Jack
mm-hmm.
for his leadership skills.
I could see that, but I don't think that. I mean, I could see where you're viewing that from, but I don't think it.
That's the whole. I thought that's what was the whole other point of having him in there,
just to get to know each other. I think that whole scene was meant to really get us acquainted with Dogen.
I think maybe you could be right, but the questions he was asking Jack and the answers he replied back to Jack were one telling him how a leader is supposed to act.
Yeah, exactly. But I understand that, but I don't think it's going to...
I think that's been Jack's... I think even go back to Locke. I think when he met the Smoke Monster,
Well, it's fine if you want to shape him into a better leader, but I don't think they're making him to be the new Jacob. That's all I'm saying.
I think you could be wrong.
We'll find out, won't we?
Yes.
All right, Jack, you ready to see what's next on Lost?
Yes, and it could have spoilers.
Yes, this will have episode titles, the official description from ABC, which is about like a sentence long, and then who is guest starring in this episode. So if you don't want to know...
We didn't get the guest stars last week, and I would have been upset if I knew Ethan was in it.
So do you not want to know the guest stars?
I'd rather not know.
Okay, so then no guest stars. I will not say any guest
stars.
Or
you can give the guest stars, and I'll cover my ears. How about that?
That's fine. I think you're right. It's better to be surprised.
Well, I think some people like that part.
Okay.
So they have the option, and just let me know when you get there. I'll cover my ears, and then I'll come back.
Maybe I don't want to be... I've already been spoiled. All right. Here we go. Next on Lost.
The TV show.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. Maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time. New episode next week. Not a couple days. Well, actually a couple days too.
It's in 4 days.
4 days. This episode is titled The Substitute.
Oh.
Dun. Locke goes in search of help to further his cause on Lost Tuesday, February 16th, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, I don't want to get my hopes up, but this sounds like...
Don't get your hopes up. Anyway, here is the guest stars.
I'm going to listen because someone's going to spoil me anyway.
L. Scott Caldwell.
Oh, why did I listen?
As Rose. Katie Sagal as Helen.
What? I told you we'd see her again, didn't I? Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did. Billy Ray Galleon as Randy.
I hate Randy. I'm going to punch him in the face.
Suzanne Kroll as Lynn Carnoff.
Who's that?
I don't know. Kenton Duty as Teenage Boy.
I could have played Teenage Boy.
Eddie L. Cavett as Courier and Joshua Smith as School Kid.
You mean Courier?
Yes. Elizabeth written by Elizabeth Sarnoff and Melinda Sue Taylor and directed by Tucker Gates.
Tucker Gates.
Broadcasted in 720p.
Oh, now I wish I wouldn't have listened to the Helen part.
Why?
That would have shocked me.
Oh, well, now you know. All right, so Jack, you ready to get into some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, we got some listener feedback to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we do it?
I say do it.
All right.
Emails
so
first.
I'll go first.
I go because I have one more than you now.
Oh, okay. Then go.
So it would balance out if we did it that way. This one is from Jeffrey.
Okay.
Loss. What Kate Did Part 1. Hello, Lossies. What an amazing episode. Clearly the episode we played on previous episode 2, season 2, episode 9 of What Kate Did. Okay, so it was a decent episode, capped off by a weird ending. I'll tell you what Kate does. Lie, cry, follow, annoy, and never listens. Interesting to note that Kate was also with Claire when she had Aaron on the island.
Okay, all right. This one is titled Super Kate.
Super Kate, she's very super freaky.
She's super Katie.
Whatever it is, I like super freaky better.
Morning, wanted to point out that in the scene with Kate and Jin, where Jin asked Kate where the plane crashed, that Kate would know because she was, Kate would know because she flashed the Dharma time period. I still guess you said, how could she not know? Forget the detail, may have slipped your mind. One last thing, I believe when Claire was in the house that blew up and Sawyer went and saved her, that she went through a death experience like Saeed, and that is where the darkness first infected her. Take care, Robert in Miami. Yes, of course we knew she flashed.
Yeah, we just said Paul. I still think Kate was being a little, I don't want to, they said it in the episode, but Aldo said about it, but she was being a little, she's Kate.
She wasn't being very sensitive.
She can be a little, Jin, you know, is looking for his wife.
Yeah, I agree.
Give him a break, Kate. Say, she could have said, you know what? I flashed. I didn't actually land on, of course, in Lost, like we talked about last week. They don't give any answers. No. There's a medical hatch over there. I don't know. Maybe it's there. Maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple years. About Jack on Lost. On tonight's episode, Jack turned into George Costanza from Seinfeld. Jack went from the famous, every instinct you have is wrong. The opposite is must be right. Jack's instinct told him that Saeed to take the pill, so he did the opposite, success. I don't know if you remember that episode where Costanza.
Which one?
He did everything the opposite, became really smart. That's how he got the job with the Yankees and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's probably what Jack was doing. He's the new George Costanza. That's from Nathan.
It's the summer of George!
Turned out not to be the summer of George.
This one's called, I've read this one already, so it's pretty funny. The last interview song made me physically ill. Hi, Jay and Jack. I just want to let you know that listening to episode 5.1 almost made me viscerally ill. Let me explain. 4 months ago, I gave birth to a beautiful and healthy little girl named Kara. Congratulations.
Yay!
That means that most of 2009, I was pregnant and had a lot of morning, noon, and night sickness. I listened to all of your podcasts and sadly became hurly during more than a few due to my growing little bundle of joy. On one occasion in particular, I decorated a downtown street in my hometown, Philadelphia, just as the Lost interview song began.
I do the same thing, and I'm not pregnant.
With the long hiatus, I didn't hear the song for many months until today when I was listening to episode 5.2 on the way to the grocery store. As soon as I heard Jay begin to sing, I became suddenly and dramatically nauseated. I managed to hold back any Technicolor yawns and got on with my trip.
Oh, my God.
Here to round out the email is my crackpot theory of the week. I think that claiming, as Dogen describes, is the way that MIL recruits his followers. Jacob goes out into the world and touches people. Man in Lock corrupts people once they arrive, as he alludes to their original discussion on the beach. Like backgammon or checkers, one is light, one is dark, and the player takes turns trying to claim each other's pawns. Here's hoping this week's episode of Jay and Jack doesn't make me queasy. Well, I make no guarantees.
You can't. Well, that just makes you feel pretty good that you make people sick when you sing. You're trying to get a response. This one's entitled Man in Lock. Hey, Jay and Jack, I'm thinking a better name for Man in Lock be Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. Peace, Larry. So what do you think? Nessie?
Yeah. You know, as a kid, I used to be obsessed with the Loch Ness Monster. It's kind of funny.
I just couldn't find it, so I kind of gave up. You think it's real, the Loch Ness Monster? Monster? I have to clear myself. Know. Why am I saying that again? I don't know.
I've never been there. I like to go to the Loch.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm done. Turn, right? That's it.
I thought you said you had 4. How'd you go for 4 already?
I read 3.
Oh, that's right. I'm an idiot. Next one. Quick
glad
question.
Glad you said that.
Why are the super others letting the 815ers hang out and basically dangle their feet in the holiest of holy hot tubs? We've been waiting for 6 years to see what it is in the middle of the temple, and now the spring of life is being used as a holding pin? Also, I'm sure others will point this out, but the date on Claire's ultrasound is 10-22-04.
Where are all the other super others at?
There's not many left.
No, but there was a lot there with guns and stuff. Where do they hide out? Is there another part of the hotel there? Is there a food court?
Yeah, we've only been in one little part of that.
Is there a
temple.
Food court? Is there a house in there? Is there housing?
There's probably like barracks and stuff.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Because they haven't showed it to
How
you
about
yet.
A little, you know, something for the effort.
You haven't seen it yet. There's obviously there's rooms in it because Dogen has a room in an office.
Well, yeah. But he's the chief. He's the head honcho.
So there's going to be other type of rooms and stuff, I presume.
All right. Just want to find out. Just want to know.
Okay.
Note on your recap. This one basically clarifies what Orca was, Aaron's favorite toy.
Okay.
This is from Seth. So sorry, Seth, Jay stole your thunder. But the Orca was Aaron's favorite toy. Remember, it was when Jack and Kate were arguing, and Jack yells, "He's not even related to you," which was really, really, that's with Jack being funny again.
Uh-huh.
Aaron walks out of the bedroom. Kate picks him up, and he's cuddling the same stuff well. So.
All right.
So he's saying that Kate recognized the whale, Orca, Shamu.
Whale.
He recognized the whale.
No, that's how you say whale, not well. That is something.
He recognized the big fish.
The Orca.
The killer Orca.
It's just an orca. Killer Whale is a terrible name.
That's a great, great movie.
All right. Thank you.
Go see Orca. It's great.
All right. So, Jack, ready to get some phone calls?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Jonathan in Douglasville, Georgia. I was calling in reference to the Tuesday podcast where you were doing the Lost recap. And I think you missed the best homage in the entire episode. When Saeed is talking to Jack after he'd been tortured, he uses a line straight out of Empire Strikes Back. They never even ask me any questions. The same thing that Han says to Leia and Chewie after Vader gets through with him. So, yeah, you caught the Joan Hart thing, but not the Star Wars reference? Really? Love the show, and hope to just can't wait to see the rest of the season. Have fun. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Russ from Oregon, and I had two things to throw at you. Number one, Dogen, to me, sounds like a link to an ancient Philistine god named Dagon. He was a fish god about the time the Israelites were warring with the Philistines at the time of King David. So that's one thing to play with, Dogen and Dagon. And the other one is just maybe a quick theory that the alternate timeline is actually future of the timeline on the island, that once everything's resolved on the island for the characters, it kind of files into their subconscious, and then they work it out in the real world and come to peace in the real world, kind of working out what was worked out on the island. Okay, that's it. Enjoy your show. Thanks.
Hey, I hope I have the right number because I don't know. Anyway, if I do, this is Chase from Charlotte. I'm calling in with a theory. Well, I don't know if any of y'all have noticed, but the Flash Sideways, to me, they just seem like a little fun thing. Nothing really special or important going to come out of them, or I thought. But, I mean, if you keep looking at our guys, like, Jack obviously is starting to remember things. And now Kate, when you look, like, when she sees Jack in the cab, she kind of does a double take and checks him out. And, I don't know, it looks like she's starting to remember something. And then, again, when Claire says Aaron's name, she's just kind of, I guess they're going to try to trick us to make us think, oh, you know, the chick was about to have a baby, so she was a little shook up. But, no, she definitely remembered something there, even if it only lasted for a split second. I don't know. I think that our guys are going to end up remembering stuff, even if it's just the ones that were around in 77. I don't know. But Jack and Kate, for sure, at least are going to remember stuff. I'm going to bet money that they're going to end up back at the lighthouse station at that church. I don't know if we're going to see any Eloise. I don't really care about her. I'd love to see some more Faraday, though. He was one of my faves. So, yeah, I definitely think they're going to end up back at the lighthouse. And even though the island sunk, it's going to have some type of importance. And I think these two timelines are going to come to a head pretty soon. Well, that is my theory, and I am sticking to it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So what do you think? Chase is saying that they are starting to remember things, and as it goes on, they will end up at the lighthouse. With not Eloise Hawkins, but just Faraday. Well, he's hoping
that's the lamp post station.
The lamp post station.
That'd be cool. I hope Daniel Faraday gets.
Of course,
to come
he's
back.
Not there because his mom shot him
and killed him. Yep,
killed him. But maybe everything changed. Maybe she didn't shoot him after all.
Well, nah, she shot him. Maybe he doesn't exist. But who knows? We'll see. If Ethan can exist, Daniel can exist.
Do you think that's where they'll end up, though?
What?
They'll end up at the lamppost.
Yeah, so? I think it's a possibility. I think it'd be a little repetitive, but I think it's a possibility.
Well, it's got to end somewhere.
Yeah.
I hope they don't end up getting there going, we got to go back, Kate. Wouldn't you think, if that's the last line from Lost, Kate,
oh, no. Kate, they
Jack,
can't do that.
Kate and Jack end up at the lamppost, and he
turns around,
Kate, we got to go back.
No.
And Kate shoots him.
No.
What do you think? Would that be a good ending?
No, it'd be a terrible ending. Terrible.
I'm not saying that's how it's going to end. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Russ, are you talking about the similarity between Dagon and Dogen?
Yeah, I'm just saying it kind of is similar.
Similar. Anything there?
Maybe. I mean, it could be. I mean, this is Lost. There's always meanings to the names, or just, you know, interesting meanings to the names that they always pick.
And a different timeline, the Flash sideways, they're going to eventually work everything out and everything. But I don't see how Kate could work everything. She's on the run.
Maybe that's how she works everything out.
But how's she going to work everything out? Eventually, she's going to have to pay for her crime.
Maybe she wins over the Marshal.
Well, I always thought she married the Marshal. I think there's something there between her and the Marshal. I'll say this till I'm blue in the face.
Well, I think it's like, you know, chase somebody that long, you're going to build like some type of relationship.
I guess. And then Jonathan, yes, after we got a few emails about that the Star Wars reference, I did turn in my geek card right away. I didn't, you know, it's funny.
It wasn't as a stick out obvious one.
But it was word for word.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I'm just kidding about the geek card thing. But you know, it's funny. I go, it sounds familiar, but it didn't click.
Yeah. Yeah. Never.
Star Wars, it just didn't click on that. I apologize.
All right, Jack, ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dave calling from the Twin Cities in snowy Minnesota. Hey, had a theory for you. I wanted to run by you, get your take on it. Basically, after watching the last episode, What Kate Does, started thinking about the test that they were administering to Saeed, basically checking to see if he was one of the good guys or the bad guys. And it seemed like a weird test because he reacted very strongly to the pain of being shocked and then having the hot poker put on his chest. And I thought maybe the if he would have passed the test, he would have not reacted to the pain. Maybe if you pass the test, if you're dunked in the spring and come back to life, you are not able to feel pain, or you can ignore it or something. And then I started thinking, maybe that's what happened to Ben. So Ben is taken to the spring as a young kid. He's dunked to save his life. He comes back to life, and now he's very resilient to pain. He's got a high pain threshold, which explains why Ben is able to put himself in positions where he constantly gets the crap kicked out of him. Because it doesn't really bother him that much. He just gets beat all to crap, and, you know, who cares? Yeah, he reacted to it being Henry Gale, but, you know, he was just acting in that case and trying to sell the part he was playing. So, anyway, let me know what you think. See you later.
Hi, guys. Brian from Colorado calling. I like the island timeline far better than the L.A. timeline, if for no other reason that Kate kept on driving that same cab. She's smart enough to know she should have ditched the car and stole another one. I mean, the cops are going to be on the lookout for the cab. I think the guy where she got the tool to break her cuffs was operating a chop shop, so he wasn't going to call the cops on her to attract attention to himself, so that was kind of explainable. Back to the island, I think the Temple Gang did mean to kill Saeed when they drowned him. When he was resurrected, that was when they did the final test to make sure he was indeed infected. Now, what infected means is a matter of perception. My sense is the people who run the temple are good guys, but with Lost, what you perceive ends up being just the opposite. But two clear storylines have evolved so far, hopefully with Resolution Jack and Wheelchair Lock, along with Kate and Claire. Obviously, they are interconnected. Finally, I'll bet you a can of Dharma beer that Sawyer and Juliet will be reunited in the final episode. And that is my crazy Lost theory, and I'm sticking to it. That said, at the slow pace of things being finally revealed to us, I have a bad feeling that most of the last episode will be the two executive producers with a PowerPoint presentation wrapping up plot lines. First two episodes get an A+, while the Kate-centric episode gets a B-. Always love the podcast. Can't wait to hear the Friday edition, and we'll be listening. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Rex from the Kate State of Iowa. Hey, I'm just wondering, on this last episode, you know, I had noticed that when Saeed is speaking, well, the first episode, LAX, at the end, someone had made the comment about, was Saeed's voice different? And so I took note of that this time in What Kate Does episode. And it seemed like his accent wasn't Iraqi like normal. And it wasn't really the actor's British accent. It was something different. Just wondering if anybody else had noticed that. I hadn't heard any comments about that. So anyway, let me know what you think. Really enjoy the podcast. As the saying goes, long-time listener, first-time caller. So talk to you again. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Christine from Rhode Island. I was calling. I'm not sure if it's more of a theory or just an observation, but I was thinking about how Dogon referred to Claire as being infected and how they keep making references between Claire and Daniel Russo in the show. Like, both Claire and Russo were the only ones to give birth on the island. And Danielle also said she had to kill her team because they were infected. Now, that makes me wonder if Danielle was actually the infected one on her team, like, since they're making parallels between her and Claire, and maybe her and Claire were actually not infected, and with Dogon's lying, or if that means that Danielle actually was the infected one, because, like, her and Claire look the same, they have the shotgun, the traps, and also, that also made me think maybe they were both claimed by the same person, like when Dogon said that her body is claimed. And, yeah, just makes me think, because I keep referring to Danielle and Claire as similar. Let me know what you guys think. Oh, and I think if you keep going with the whole Claire-Danielle thing, you should definitely come up with a wicked good nickname, like maybe Clarelle or Dare. Okay, love the show. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I guess there's a lot of names you can do with Claire right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say that a lot of people think Russo was infected. I don't think she was in...
Bad hair Claire.
Yeah, bad hair Claire. I don't think she was, because let's look at the facts. She had her baby stolen by so-called good guy Ben.
Uh-huh.
And so-called good guy Ben allowed her daughter later on to be killed.
Uh-huh.
So so-called good Ben has two strikes against him as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing it out there because a lot of people keep sending me emails saying how Ben is a good guy.
Okay.
So eliminate that. Got that one out of the way.
Okay.
So she's had her baby taken away. Her team seems to be going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up having to kill him. And now she's left on the island alone.
Yes.
So it would, after 16 years, I think I would go even a little batty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think she was, I don't think Russo.
So they definitely, on this episode, they put a lot of parallels. They even said it directly
when
Kate said, this is one of Russo's traps.
And they said, no, we think it's in the.
No, they said,
she died three
years ago or whatever. Yeah. So they directly made the comparison between Claire and her traps and Russo.
And what happened with Claire? Her baby's gone.
Ah,
and she's off on her own. So there you have the similarities.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We might have an email. I might be stealing something from someone. If not, it's mine. If but no, I just thought about that when you said that. I'm thinking, I go, well, Claire had her baby.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Taken. So she's off on her own.
Uh huh.
So I think.
So is this just like this social experiment? What happens when you take away a mom's baby?
Right. Well, I think that there's a bond between a mom and a
child. Yeah, of course.
So, you take away the baby.
It's very traumatic.
And then you're left out on the own to fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. That's Jack, that is a very good observation.
So, and there was another thing when Claire went to that woman who was going to adopt her baby.
Uh-huh.
That had come full circle again. Thomas had left Claire. Christian Shepherd had left her mom.
Uh-huh.
So there's all kinds. See, that just cycle just keeps continuing.
Yeah, vicious cycle.
Right. And then Rex, who was talking about Saeed's accent, I think after that one email we got, I'm not going to comment on anyone's accent. I'm just going to play it safe. He does seem to be speaking differently.
Well, I think it's more just a shock of he was dead. I mean, I'm sure you would speak a little bit differently if you just died.
No.
Let's try it out.
Are you able to bring me back, though? That's the key.
I make no guarantees.
I just want to see the end of Lost. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. All right. I can. We'll just try it after Lost is over.
Give me the answers to Lost and we'll be fine. And then we had Brian, the island timeline. Yeah, I'd say the island timeline is more interesting than the off-island.
Yes.
So far.
At the moment.
But we don't know. We don't know what direction.
I have a feeling it's going to change pretty quickly, where the off-island and the on-island is going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of people have commented on the fact that Kate didn't switch the cab. But again, she had the meter running. So do you lose the money? In fact, you ended up getting the credit card from Claire.
Uh-huh.
So that was payment for the cab ride.
It's a good deal. Good deal.
Was the guy running a chop shop?
No, I don't think so. He's maybe been in that position before.
I think the fact that Kate walks in, you go, okay. She doesn't have that I'm a killer look.
No, she doesn't. But she could be a Black Widow.
Yes. I'm going to say that no, they will not have a thing at the end explaining what's going on.
Nope. We've talked to them ourselves personally, and they're not going to tell us anything at the end. So.
Yeah, I think there'll be questions that they don't answer. Yeah. I don't know this for a fact. That they don't answer, and we're left for 30 years going, we'll still be arguing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what was happening?
Well, when we talked to them, I mean, that's like one of the things we talked about. Said, you know, we kind of wanted to live on, and we, you know,
and they said, well, that's their goal, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We'll be arguing about this show. Well, not for me for 30 years, but you young kids for 30 years, you'll be
alive another 30 years.
Oh, I don't remember when Lost was on.
You'll only be 80.
Lost.
You won't even be 80 in 30 years. You'll only be 76.
77.
Not that old. Not in today's world.
And then David, you know, the whole test, maybe they were trying to test him for pain and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I would think after he had the electrodes going through him,
uh-huh,
and how he reacted, I think that would have shown that he couldn't handle the pain. But they did put the red hot, you know, when they did put the red hot poker on him, his head did come out of the restraint.
Yeah.
So that wasn't done well. But he makes a good point. Did young Ben go through this? And that's why he's able to take all the beatings. Or was Ben married before and we didn't know?
Well, we still don't know the answer to Annie.
No, you know what? I'm going to say right now, we're never going to get that answer.
Really? You think so?
There's not enough time.
That's not a good point. I mean, I agree.
You guys got to want.
But you know what? I think they'll come back. I think they'll come back to that.
We've had three episodes. What do we have? 13 more left? Right?
Well, technically, it's only been two episodes, but 3 hours.
Well, I'm saying we have a total amount of six. The last episode's 2 hours, the finale. And there's another 11 in between, right? So mm-hmm. We have 13 more hours. 13,
hey,
14.
Look at how quickly they gave Rousseau's backstory. It only took like first 10 minutes
of that episode.
I
didn't like that, though.
But we still found out.
Because it didn't work out the way I wanted it.
Oh, man.
All right. I think that's a good theory that they're testing him for pain so he can handle it.
I like it.
But Saeed's never been one for pain. He's always been kind of I don't want to say it.
They don't say it.
Kind of weak.
All right, let's go to the last set of calls here. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Dan, Jack. This is City from Mentor, Ohio. I have been listening since the beginning, and I just had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you guys now that we're here in the final season. I am in the small group, apparently, that really liked the What Cake Does episode. But I like all that character-y stuff. Maybe it's a girl thing. But anyway, my questions are just two. First of all, where in the world did Claire find the ugliest flannel shirt I have ever seen? The others have these crazy handmade clothes. Our Lossies, of course, have their things and stuff from the airplane. And Claire gets crazy man flannel shirt. And I really didn't think it was possible to make her look bad at all, but wow, she looks scary. So just curious. And then my other thing is for Jack. I'm wondering, in this other timeline, since now we know it's not an alternate timeline, in the other timeline, does Rose work for Dharma? You haven't mentioned it, and I've been curious. So anyway, I have lots of theories and things, and I'll probably call another time, but I'm sick, so I wanted to keep it short. Jack, absolutely love it. Jay, you could do better. And I'm totally kidding, of course. Love the podcast, have since the beginning. You guys keep it up. I really hope you start reviewing another show, because what am I going to do without you? Take care. Bye.
Hey, Jane, Jack, this is Chris out of Wichita. Hey, I've been listening to you guys for about 3 years now and really love the podcast. You guys make a great show and Lost just a little bit better. Had a theory and a question I wanted to throw out there. First of all, I wanted to thank you guys for turning me on to BSG. I've been watching that and really loving that, so I wanted to thank you for that. My theory is that on the island, if one of the Losties dies, then their consciousness then merges with their conscious off island in their self there. So they kind of merge, and then they'll become aware of what's going on the island and off the island, and then they'll become aware. And I think when Juliet started to die, then you know, she kind of was in between, and that's why she mentioned about the coffee and going Dutch. My question is that because Jughead sunk the island in the 70s, supposedly, or that's what they're leading us to believe, is that the writer's way of getting away from answering the Adam and Eve question, who they were? I know it's not a big mystery, but it is something that's been out there for season one. So I just kind of want to get you guys' input on that, if you think that's the way they're going with that, because, you know, that's one's been hanging out there for a while. Anyways, love the podcast, and thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Albert from Jerusalem, Israel. Really, I'm going to make this short and sweet because this call is costing me $100 a minute. Juliet is going to be Claire's OBGYN. Book it.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Brett from Utah. I just wanted to say I definitely agree about the people on the island being inhabited by spirits. As soon as they said the body has been claimed, and then we see Claire or what I think is Rousseau at the very end. I mean, she'd set all those traps exactly like her. She looked like her. She was using her gun. I think it's for sure Rousseau that's taken over Claire's body. So I just thought I'd call and say that. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I just thought of something with Brett's call.
Uh-huh.
What if it's not Rousseau? Maybe it's Alex.
What do you mean?
Maybe it's she's not taking over Claire.
Oh, Alex is taking
Alex.
Over
because
Claire?
We saw Alex with the smoke monster.
Uh huh.
Maybe it's Alex.
Well, that'd be cool.
She just died. She died recently too, right? She knew how to make. She knew how to make throw rocks and stuff. Maybe it's uh-huh. Rousseau. I mean, not Rousseau. Maybe it's Alex. I'm just throwing out there to be a.
Well, I think technically she died 3 years ago.
Right. So
it was before they left, and it took 3 years to get back.
And Rousseau died. Same amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe it's not Rousseau. Maybe it's Alex.
It could be.
I'm just trying to be crazy out there.
But Alex is on one of those Law and Orders because she's dating Jeff Goldblum.
She was on Cold Case for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, she's on that Law and Order that Jeff Goldblum is the criminal intent.
Is that show still on?
It's on TNT now, I think, but she's on that show.
I thought it was USA Network.
Oh, USA Network. That's it. That's it.
All right. She's dating him in real life.
Yep.
And there an age difference there?
A little bit.
just throwing it out there.
Hey, good for Jeff.
Yeah, good for Jeff. He's been married about 8 times, right? I'm kidding. I love Jeff Goldblum. It would not be Jurassic Park would not have been the same without him.
Not even close.
No. So what is going on here? No. Anyway, Albert. I like his theory. Should we comment on his theory?
Why not?
He actually spent $100, so he spent a lot of money, so I guess we should comment on it. Really, $100?
I don't think it's $100.
Actually, when he said Israel, I said, really? And just before he said really.
Well, so he thinks that
Juliet is going to be Claire's OBGYN. Now, that would be crazy.
Well,
and does
if
Juliet,
he gets it right, we will give him the $100 it costs for that call.
Really, you're going to do that?
In Monopoly money.
Okay. What if she comes up to Claire and says, you want a cup of coffee? Let's go Dutch. Would that kind of ruin the whole Sawyer thing to Claire?
What do you mean?
That's what she meant by saying Dutch was to Claire, not to Sawyer. And that would just ruin all those.
They wouldn't do that to us. That's just cruel.
Not to I'm talking about the people who really.
No, I'm saying that's just cruel. I think Sawyer.
I think it'd be hilarious.
You see him in this last episode; he was crying like a baby. You can't do that to him.
Give him something else to cry about.
Did we talk about Kate Snotball in the last episode?
Yeah, a couple of people. That's where they thought the nickname I was going to use was Kate Snotball.
That's right.
I just think that's great acting.
It is. I wish I could make snotballs on demand.
Now you can do it. And then we had Chris, BSG. Yes, is a great, great show.
It is a great show.
Another great show I just finished on DirecTV, Friday Night Lights, which will be on NBC. See, I'm not all about ABC. NBC should be coming up soon.
See, NBC needs all the help it can get.
Nobody's watching it. It's going to have one more season after this. I'm telling you, this show, you want to talk about snotballs? I had some snotballs because I cry at certain times during this episode, during the season.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Is it Rudy heavy?
It's not. Rudy makes me cry all the time.
Yeah.
Not like a big baby. It's just you cheer for Rudy.
What the Super Bowl party I went to, like all the guys that were there, we just had, you know, it's just like Rudy's one of those movies that's like Rudy and Field of Dreams is like guys cry.
Yeah, you're allowed to cry in that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like one of the discussions because the girls were like, oh, I cried the first time and. But not all the other times, but TJ, who's the guy's house, is like, he cries every time.
Well, Field of Dreams, when it goes, you want to have a catch, Dad? I'm like, oh, give me a tissue. I've seen the movie 100 times.
Exactly.
And I go, I start going, it was like Band of Brothers. At the end of Band of Brothers, when the actual Dick Winters is talking, and I've seen Band of Brothers how many times? 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I've watched it over and over and over again. Uh-huh. I know what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. I know how he's going to deliver it. He's not an actor. Mm-hmm. It's real. And I go, and I start tearing up. I go, okay, I got to turn this off. It makes me sad.
So that's how Kate gets her snot bottles.
I think that's how it does. She just watches Band of Brothers or Rudy mm-hmm. or Field of Dreams.
All right.
If you don't cry during those, you don't have a heart. but he was talking about Jughead, how are we not going to find out the Adam and Eve question? I'm going to tell you right now. We don't find out the Adam and Eve question. This will ruin loss for half the people.
Okay, here's the big thing. I think this is why he said it. Have you listened to the most recent official Lost podcast?
I have not. No.
Well, Carlton was kind of nonchalant about the Adam and Eve question.
What?
He was kind of hinting that it wouldn't be answered.
Really?
Kinda. So I don't know if they're just pulling our leg, but
I'm just saying there's a lot of people that comes up.
Because Carlton said it. He said, when we see the last episode or whatever, you go back to that scene of Adam and Eve, you'll see we had a plan from the beginning. He said it.
But is he gonna,
I remember reading that article.
Is this going to be one of the things they say, this is something you're going to have to think about for the next 30 years?
I don't know, but it'll be really frustrating.
To me, it's just like a minor part to the show. It's like a little snippet in a little...
But it's become bigger because Carlton Cuse made a big deal about it. And then on the most recent one, he was very nonchalant about it. So, Carlton, quit messing with us.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the last one, so I have to go and listen to that.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Cindy, she liked the episode.
Oh, and hold on. Okay. I know we give Chris a hard time since he's our rival.
Yes.
But on this podcast, he said he was having a kid soon, so congratulations.
Oh, congratulations, Chris.
With his wife.
Oh, maybe you can come on the podcast, talk about it.
But he probably won't, because he's a chicken. Chicken.
We're pretty. If you've seen the red carpet, we're pretty easy on the questions.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty soft, from what I've heard from Jay. Cindy. Well, I think it's what Rusty said. Was it Rusty said on
Rusty? Yes.
Cindy, Kate. She liked what Kate did, or what Kate does. Maybe it's a girl thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, is that why you liked it, Jay?
I didn't like it that much.
I
didn't hate it. And I'm not going to call it a filler for fear of Damon Lindelof cutting off my head.
I did like what he said.
Yes, it was pretty funny. So it wasn't even near a filler episode, but it's just to me it wasn't my cup of tea.
Well, like I told
someone, lock man, and there's
like
no
I told someone recently, 99% of any episode of Lost is better than 99% of the other crap that has ever been on TV. Mm-hmm. Any episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being a homer there. I'm just stating a fact.
Kind of being a homer.
She also mentioned Claire's flannel shirt. Why did she pick that ugly flannel shirt?
I don't think she had a choice. I think that was the wardrobe department.
But I said on the last, how could you make Emily DeRaven look like...
I think that was the point. They wanted her to look that bad to make us shocked.
She looked like she had like bags under her eyes, though, when she's on the... scene when the hospital with Kate.
Uh-huh.
Like, she had not been sleeping right or something? Is she worried that someone's going to make fun of her Aussie accent?
No.
Is it under fear?
No.
And also, the Rose and Bernard, you had to bring that up, Cindy. You had to bring up the whole Rose and Bernard.
Well, we'll just have to find out. It'll be a pleasant surprise if it happens, Jack.
You think it'll happen? I think they were...
It's not over till it's over,
Jack. It's not over till it's over, but they were so close last year, and old Rose and Bernard said, we had to retire. They couldn't have gone over there and said, yeah, this isn't for us.
It ain't over yet.
I know.
All right, Jack, we have a new listener theory of the week, which will win the Gospel According to Lost by Chris Say. So, what do you say we get into that, Jack?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Orville Brown from Tucson, Arizona. I've called before. I've got another jackpot theory. Based on the first 2 weeks of Lost, I think it's becoming a little bit intuitively obvious how things will end. My thought is that each Lostie will have to make a decision at the end which of the flash sideways tracks they'll choose, either the island, flash sideways, or the LAX. And also, by the way, I think LAX is actually LA space X, meaning LA 10, the X being 10. And it's a game that MIB and Jacob's playing. MIB wants to go home, but to do that, he has to convince the majority of this LA 10 to, in fact, go home. That's the game they've been playing all along. The final episode will have the Losties voting, the LA 10 voting on the final decision, whether they want to, in fact, take the LAX track or stay on the island. And not too sure which way the vote will go, but that will decide whether or not MIB gets to go home or not. And that's really the game they've been playing all the way since BlackRock. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Your show is great. Take care. Bye now.
I like it.
All right, congratulations. You are the listener theory of the week. Just send us an email with your address and we'll send that out.
And let us know that you won this week. I like it. I'm trying to think what people would pick. Now, Kate, I would think, would choose to go back to the island. Jack, I would assume...
I think Kate's going wherever Sawyer's going.
I think Sawyer's going to choose to go stay off island because he's going to run into Juliet. Jack will choose to stay on the island, so that will make Jack and Kate, Adam and Eve. Hurley, I think his luck has changed. He'll stay off the island. Locke doesn't have a choice. He only has one life, so his timeline
one
is...
One life to live.
He can only be off island, so... Poor Locke. Again, I'm not picking on him. I'm just stating a fact, right?
Yep, you are stating a fact. There's no picking there.
Who else do we have? Claire? I don't know what's going on with Claire. Son and Jin, I think, will choose to be off the island.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to their baby? I guess they'll choose to go off island because they have a baby. So,
yeah.
I can't think of anybody else. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I'm drawing blanks here.
Well, I think that's good enough. And, yeah, I think it's an interesting theory, and I think... it could be a way they can go.
Makes sense to me.
It's way better than Ralph said he never turned in, the slacker.
Thanks, Ralph. Maybe Ralph fired himself.
Maybe he did.
I'm just curious.
Because he didn't have anybody else to fire. He's like, I got to fire somebody.
I'm fired.
He looks in the mirror.
Because I'm fired.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, it's contest time.
Contest time. And this one, you got your pencil and pencil ready?
Yes.
Dude count, two dudes. That's it. Number one, Bolty, 677 points. Number two, Losty, 815 times 30. Faye, 654. Three.
Did they give you a tougher name?
Yeah. Glatfelter. All right, that's all I'm going to say. There's nothing tougher than that. Tell your fiance to get used to it. Number three, Loster, 21, 638 points. And fourth place, 13 people tied with 569 points. You can see this updated total on... Jane Jack's message board on the show news and suggestion threads under contest season 6. And the winners will see, top three people receive the buttons from the Comic-Con, Chris Say's book, Lost, The Gospel of Lost, and Tracy Pallone and Dan Pallone's book, Head First, Algebra, A Friendly Guide to Math. Also, if you want to donate prizes to this, go ahead. We'll add more prizes. That's cool. Whatever you want to do. We're cool here.
All right. You just proclaimed yourself cool.
I am cool. All right, I'm as cool as anyone my age can be.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday. But if it's a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
What's that? 206-309-0311.
How do we butcher this? How do we butcher this? How do we butcher this?
It's been the same for 5 years, and you killed it.
It was my fault. I stepped on your line. I apologize. I Leno'd it. I'm sorry.
Is that the term now? Is that the verb?
I Leno'd it. I'm trying to make the cocoa people happy.
You can also send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JanJack.
Or CrackpotJack, where I reach my third 3,000th.
Or follow me on Luke Vink.
He'll never answer your emails.
I do. And thank you, everybody, again, so much on Twitter and Facebook for all your kind words about Carly and I's engagement. It was very nice.
Yeah, you're going to need it. So anyway.
You and Iron Figgy Rob, I called him, and he's just like, your life's over. I'm going to kill you now.
Well, it's just, you know, state.
What's with you guys and your perception of marriage?
Well, we were talking earlier. Well, we should save it for the J&J.
Yeah, we'll save it for the J&J.
I do have some. I am working on the autism. If you guys are planning on coming, mm-hmm. I think I start to need a head count.
Okay.
If you could send it to the Lost Podcast email.
Do you want to do it to the LP donate so we can separate them?
Yeah, I want you to do it to that because I need to, not so much that you won't be allowed in. I want to know how much room I have to, because the room we're using, I need to know how much space
to make in it.
Yeah, how much seats we're going to need and benches and stuff like that.
So okay.
I know it's some people are like tweeners if I can make it or not. Also, I'll have a schedule up pretty soon. I thought I would have an announcement today of another guest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold off. I'm pretty sure this is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm 99.9% sure it's going to happen. But I'm not going to say it until I'm 100% sure it's going to happen.
Okay.
So that's a little teaser. But if it happens, it'll be pretty cool.
Yes, very cool.
Yeah.
Also, we have announced the grand prize for the Global Cash Card How Will It End contest. And that is up on newdia.tv. But we'll just say it right now. It's a Dharma van.
Bus. Yes, the Dharma bus.
And it's very exciting. So the top person wins a replica Dharma van, fully functioning Dharma van.
Well,
and the top 10 finalists.
As functioning as a VW van can be.
Exactly.
Or
the
bus,
top
10
finalists will also get a replica four-toed statue. Also on news for the Lost Party in LA, we have been given permission by ABC to have this party. So now we are fully.
I didn't even know that.
ABC sanctioned to show the thing.
When did this happen?
I thought I told you this already.
No, you didn't tell me this.
It was in the craziness of Michael's week. And about that, Michael Purcell, who's been part of this contest and everything like that, he's had a very tough couple weeks. Some tragic things happened in his family. So if you could send your good thoughts and prayers out to him and his family, they've just had a terrible thing happen.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
This past week.
He's a really good guy. So.
Yeah. So he's had a really tough week. So if you can send your thoughts and prayers, I'm sure it'd be really appreciated. And for anybody that did meet him when we were in Hawaii, I don't really remember anything that we ever did in Hawaii. But
hey, he's not drunk all the time. I still think it's funny that people didn't think that I had been drinking.
Ridiculous.
Some people carry their. I'm like James Bond when it comes to shaking and not stirred.
You just look drunk all the time. Maybe that's what the problem is. All right, so we'll see you guys.
Like I said, I'm just speechless right now. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay,
maybe I'm drunk now.
So new J and Jack show this weekend with Dale.
We're going to try it with warm taffy. See if
it
works.
Handle it.
I know a lot of people don't. He's not their cup of tea. Well, we'll be explicit though.
Let's try and see if we can do non-explicit.
Non-explicit. So we won't be swearing.
No swearing.
Yeah, we're going to have to try it.
We're testing out Dale. We'll see how it works.
Yeah, just kind of throwing a... Like the... When Roy Schreider was throwing the chum into the... we may need a bigger studio.
It's time to see if he can make the big leagues.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.